been talking about this for a long time. Months and months of buildup, teasing, and creating this fantasy we're about to play out in real life. I'm so nervous, I can barely breathe. I've chosen my outfit carefully for today. A simple black dress that shows just a hint of curve. Modest heels that add polish but don't draw attention. My hair and makeup are understated as well. My hair is in a loose, low bun at the nape of my neck. My lips are a soft, innocent pink. Anyone watching me walk into the hotel bar likely assumes I'm here for a work conference. I see a couple of men look me over and then move on, disinterested. Perfect. And then I see you, sitting at the bar. You've been watching me the entire time. I feel a shiver run down my spine. Your eyes on me are predatory, and I feel like you can see every bit of me, despite my modest attire. As I walk toward you, my legs are shaking a bit, and you stand as I get close. You smile, and some of my nervousness dissipates. Here is my friend, the person I've confided in, the person I've fantasized with. In the flesh. I smile back and immediately feel myself engulfed in your arms as you give me a huge hug. We exchange basic pleasantries, and you ask if I'm ready to go upstairs. I say yes. As we walk, you take my hand and lead me. We've already talked through all of the details, safe words, and limits. I know what will happen. I know I am safe. We reach the door to the room. You ask me if I am sure, and I say, yes. We enter the room, and the second the door closes behind us, before I've even taken a step beyond the doorway, your hand is on my throat, and you push me against the wall. My heart is racing as I fully register just how strong you are. Your hand could easily crush my throat, if you wanted. You kiss me deeply, one hand on my throat, and the other roaming all over my body. I can feel myself responding to you, even though adrenaline is still racing through me. Your hand creeps up my thigh and under my dress. Your fingers tease the edge of my panties. I'm only wearing them at your request. Lacy, flimsy, a wisp of nothing. Easy to tear. I let out a moan as you gently graze your fingertips over my lips. You take a step back and tell me to undress. I nervously slip my dress off, revealing my not-so-innocent bra and panties. The bra is sheer, the slightly rough texture of the mesh keeping my nipples at constant attention. You take the clip out of my hair, and the bun releases, my hair spilling out down my back. Your eyes scan my body, and then you say, roughly, on your knees. I obey, and you tell me to open my mouth. As your hard cock presses past my lips, I experience a bit of hesitation. Can I take you? Can I please you with my mouth? Will I be able to take all of you? You fill my mouth, slowly at first. Your hand moves to cup the back of my head as you start to thrust. I look up at you with the start of tears forming in the corners of my eyes. I give you a slight nod, and then you are fucking my mouth. It is hard. It is rough. And I am struggling not to gag or choke. You are using my mouth for your pleasure. And I can feel how hard you are as you fuck my face. I feel used, and I love it. When you've had enough, you stop and you let me catch my breath. You grab my arm and pull me up so I am standing in front of you again. You move me to the bed and push me down on my back. Your eyes are intense as you look at me like prey you've successfully stunned into silence. I jump a little as you rip the pretty lace panties I chose just for this occasion. You part my legs, and I self-consciously try to cover myself with my hands. You grab my wrists and pull my hands away, saying, "Stop." I obey. You spend what feels like forever looking at every intimate bit. Part of me is embarrassed, worried I don't measure up to images you've been fed in porn and online. But the other part of me sees how hard you are as you look. How possessive you look as you drink me in. You get on your knees at the end of the bed, and you wrap your arms tightly around my thighs. The moment your mouth touches me, I am on fire. Your face between my thighs, your tongue teasing me and making me writhe on the bed. I am a whimpering mess. You release one thigh, and your hand moves to partner with your mouth. You slip one finger in, and the sensation is startling, but welcome. You are licking, sucking. I don't even know what you're doing because I can't think. You slip in a second finger, and I gasp at this addition. Your fingers are thick and strong. They curl inside of me and coax deep moans from inside. I'm trying to hold on to a last shred of control, but you growl, "Come for me. Fucking come for me, you dirty slut." And I do. The waves that had been building inside overflow into spasms of lust, heat, and pleasure. This orgasm is yours. Before I've fully recovered, before I've come down from the high, you are inside of me. This is what I have needed all these months, to have you deep within me. To be totally taken by you. You are fucking me hard. There is no tenderness. There is no affection. Right now, your only goal is to come, and I am merely a toy to help you achieve this. After you've had enough, you tell me to stand up and turn around. I comply, and you grab my hips and tell me to bend over. You smack my ass hard. The sting of your palm heightens everything I am feeling. One more quick slap, and then your hand is at the base of my neck, pushing me into the mattress. I feel your hard cock enter me again, and this time it feels almost unbearably large. I am being stretched more than I've ever been stretched before, and it's somewhere on the thin line between pleasure and pain. I am biting my lips so hard, I'm worried there will be blood. The pounding feels relentless and brutal. You move your hand from the base of my neck, and you have me stand as you again start to fuck. stalk me from behind. One hand on my throat, the other at my hip, holding me tightly against you. You bring your lips to my ear and say, "Only a filthy whore would meet a stranger in a hotel room and let him fuck her like this." It's working. I am so wet. I am so needy. I would let you do anything in this moment. I can feel another orgasm building, and I know you're close as well. Your breathing has gotten heavier, and your grunting sounds animalistic and feral. Once again, you speak into my ear. "Come, you dumb, worthless cunt. Fucking come on my cock. Now." My last bit of reserve breaks, and I feel like I'm falling as wave after wave courses through me. I feel free, unleashed, and more satisfied than I've ever felt. You grab my hips hard with both hands and go still, right before I feel you shooting into me. The warm gush of you claiming my body as yours, marking me. I feel amazing. As our bodies wind down, spent of the immediate need, you lightly slap my ass and tell me to go clean myself up. When I return, you are lying on the bed with an arm stretched out, a cozy spot reserved for me. You pull me in close and kiss my forehead as you ask, "Are you okay?" I smile at you and say, "You were perfect."